I've been recording music in my own little studio of one sort or another since I was, well, since about the age of 22, I suppose, 16 years. I've been have had my own considerable element of kit for the last 10, 12 years, and I've always had a very large mixer, 24 channel, but it was a big dub desk, massive big pots on it. And I've always relied on outboard synthesizers, so I have a JV 1080, I've got Akai sampler, I've got lots of outboard DAT machine, that kind of thing. Lots of outboard effects units, some outboard filters and stuff, and basically I've always used them. I've always preferred to have something tactile in the mix with music, so I like to be able to turn things on the fly. I like to be able to do live mixes and that kind of thing. I'm not such a big fan of staring at a screen afterwards and editing, although I do and have done a hell of a lot of that in my time. I've always tried to get around the issue of not being able to get into the heart of my computer and the software synthesizers that I've run in it. And I've gone through various controllers. I've got a Kenton Fat Boy, which is basically just 12, I think it's about 16 knobs that all correspond to whatever you program them to correspond to, much is the same with all MIDI controllers, they're programmable to an extent. It's more specifically was bought to control Rebirth, which was a really decent software plugin, that one of the first really decent software synthesizers. Not a plugin, and it runs with two 303s, an 808 and a 909, all sequenced together with lots of customization and moddability, and I've had lots of fun with that, and the knobs were great for getting into the program, and it felt really intuitive, and I can remember many, many long nights with me and my friend recording tracks. Much like live jams, really, you had that interface with the screen. Anyway, as I progressed, that was on PCs. At the time, we had one Mac to do some MIDI sequencing with in his place, but mostly we ran off a PC around at my place. Always had a decent sound card, always had at least eight outs, and ran them into the mixer so that we could use the computer just as another instrument, really. And then usually I've recorded the final mix down onto a DAT and then bounced it back into the computer to master. Where I am now is that my computer's advanced over the years. I've not been so active making music in the past few years, apart from doing soundtracks for fashion shows and things, which is a different sort of all mouse and click and edit based thing, really. And where I'm at now is that I have been told by everyone, oh, embrace the power of your computer and all the rest of it. And I've got a TC Electronic Power Core, which is a decent set of plugins running off a hardware DSP, and so I thought, yeah, all right, I will. And I was looking around, and I've seen the Akai APC40 controller being released, and people talking about it. And I checked it out some more, and I particularly like the fact that it has a 5x8 matrix controller at the top. Oh, it's a 6x8 actually, not a 5x8. And it allows you to launch clips, and it has lots of controllability. It has lots of knobs that can be assigned to different effects and everything else. And essentially, it works in complete tandem with the software Live by Ableton. Now, I've used Live in an early incarnation of it, but I haven't used it for ages. But I'm not upgrading Logic Pro from 7 to 9, and there are lots of parts of my software setup that are obsoleted by the Macs going over to Intel processors that won't run anymore with my sound card. And so I've lost a lot of my sound sources. So I've decided it's time to embrace a new way of working. So that's what this blog's going to be about. This blog's going to be about me transitioning from using hardware, using lots of knobs, a big dub desk. Bouncing down various times to relying on my Power Mac with a Motu 2408 Mark II sound card. I have the Power Core and an APC 40 controller, along with